A Dog Named Boo. How one dog and one woman rescued each other and the lives they transformed along the way. By Lisa J. Edwards. Narrated by Meredith Mitchell. In the end, Boo and the book about Boo has to be dedicated to anyone, man, woman, child, dog, etc., who has ever felt alone, abandoned, or outcast. There is a place for all of us. We just have to keep looking for it. Chapter 1. Puppy Love. It isn't just the chocolate and the feel of mischief in the air that I've always loved about Halloween. All Hallows' Eve has always brought a welcome crispness to the air that tempers the oppressive heat and humidity lingering from overlong summers. And it always gives me a sense of beginning as the wheel of the year turns each fall. Halloween 2000 seemed no different from any other. That morning, I had no sense of what awaited me, hidden between a pizza parlor, a liquor store, and a dilapidated supermarket that always smelled of bleach and mold. I had no sense of how my life, and hundreds of others, was about to change. Driving home from the vet's, I groaned when I realized I needed candy. I couldn't turn around and go to the nicer grocery store. The cats were eager to get home. I hadn't had any trick-or-treaters last Halloween, but at the time, I thought it was because we'd just moved to Carmel from New York City. Just 60 miles north of the city, Carmel was a place lost in time and space. If I listened carefully to a gentle breeze, I could almost hear banjos playing the theme song from Deliverance. Now that I'd lived here for a while, I knew it was unlikely that hordes of children would be making their way up the dark, scary quarter-mile driveway to my isolated...